Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Taverner, do a Calixa, and of course, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with some lovely music by Edvard Grieg, a Norwegian composer born of a music teacher and a merchant. Grieg's mom was his first piano teacher when he started the piano at the age of 6. His Holberg Suite, Opus 40, was originally composed for piano and later adapted for string orchestra. Now, this is a set of 5 movements based on 18th century dance form. One could say a little essay in neoclassicism. Today, a spirited performance by the English Chamber Orchestra with Oko Kamu conducting. Thank you. Michala Petri on recorder, joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra with Oku Kamu conducting. And that was a performance of Grieg's Holberg Suite. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Mark Grieg. And I am always excited by the talents that we have here in Canada. One such ensemble is Dua Calixa, the duo of flutist Kelly Williamson and guitarist Mariette Stevenson, both accomplished musicians and teachers who share a passion for the music of Latin America. In this regard, let's hear a selection by Astor Piazzolla. Piazzolla was an Argentine composer, tango composer, who revolutionized the traditional tango and turned it into what they call Nuevo Tango, incorporating elements from jazz through classical music. He was also a celebrated performer. So here is Dua Calixa with Bordel 1900. Thank you. Duo Calixa with Mariette Stevenson on guitar and Kelly Williamson on flute. And that was Bordel 1900 by Astor Piazzolla. And now a beautiful work, John Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Sir John Kenneth Tavener was born back in 1944, a British composer known for his extensive output of religious works. He did began as a prodigy, and back in 1968, at the tender age of 24, he was described the musical discovery of the year, as well as among the very best creative talents of his generation. The work that we're going to hear is recorded by cellist Stephen Israelis, and this did become a best-selling album, along with Song for Athena, which was sung at the funeral of the Princess Diana. But of the work, he writes, "I have tried to capture some of the almost cosmic power of the Mother of God. The cello represents the Mother of God and never stops singing throughout. One can think of the strings as a gigantic extension of her unending song." So here it is, the celebrated performance, Stephen Israelis, joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, and John Tavener's The Protecting Veil. Stephen Israelis, joined by the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. That was John Taverner's The Protecting Veil. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Let's move on to some music and celebrate the music of Sibelius. He was an original voice, very much in tune with the natural world and its changing moods and atmospheres. His father was a doctor and passed away when he was quite young, but his mother took care of the children and brought them to live with her mother in a music-supporting environment. This resulted in a very, very talented family. Sibelius went on later to study in Helsinki and Vienna, but as no one is perfect, he also had debt, a drinking problem, and some spending issues for a few decades or so. But he did express his talents and emotions in composition, and the rest is history. He follows the tradition of identifying with his homeland, struggling for independence and identity. This is when Finland was still ruled by Tsarist Russia. But in this regard, he wrote Finlandia, and we're going to hear a performance by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy. As you can tell, a triumphant performance of Sibelius's Finlandia, and that was done by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. And it is that time, the time that I get very excited for. We're speaking of oboe music time. Today's selection by Strauss. Now, this work was completed after the war in 1945, after a period of unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing oboist John Delancey, the principal of the Philadelphia Orchestra at that time, whom Strauss referred to as the Chicago Oboist. But despite the harsh conditions under which this work was written, it is actually one of Strauss's sunniest works. Today we're going to hear a performance by John Anderson. He's joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting. This is the third movement, the Vivace.
Thank you.
Gotta have the last little trill in there and the last word. That was oboist John Anderson, joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting and the vivace from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And we're going to continue the celebration of all kinds of classics with some music by Gleebs. The Flower Duet from the opera Lakmé was written back in 1883. The duet itself takes place in Act I of the three-act opera between the characters of Lakmé, the daughter of a Brahmin priest, and her servant Malika, as they go to gather flowers by the river. It is hauntingly beautiful and captures the essence of unfulfilled love. Today, a dedication to the birthday of my mother. We're going to hear Marie Mesple and Danielle Millet. The Flower Duet from Delibes Lakme. That was the National Opera Orchestra led by Alan Lombard and featuring the gorgeous voices of Marie Mesblay and Danielle Millet. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to joining with you again next time. Till then. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next. Enjoy.